Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are talking from the 805 right now. Are you guys awake over there?
We are. Sherry's having technical difficulty, and I am here to help her.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, anyways, we have a great show for you today. Not only that, we have great giveaways. And, of course, we are different than all the other radio shows. We have our own number, and our number here is 805-419-0008. We have been off the charts with our phone calls, and I love it. I love hearing from all of our listeners out there. So definitely all you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Today, first of all, we've got Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kim. How are you?
Good. Thanks for waking up with us here. And Sherry, how are you?
Wonderful.
Did you have a good birthday?
I had a fabulous birthday.
You
up until
celebrated
I had an accident a couple
a long
of days
time.
Later. But I'm doing great. Okay. I'm getting over the trauma. It can be very traumatizing.
It really can.
I'm doing okay.
Tom, how about you?
Everything's going well this morning.
Yeah. What's new in your life? Anything, you know?
Boy, nothing new. I'm just plowing along. I can't come up with anything. I'll work on the 7 o'clock.
Okay, please. I'm glad you mentioned that because I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 7 and then 7 to 8. And then, of course, we have another show from 2 to 3. And call this your happy hour. Really, this is what it's all about is, you know, I kind of want to just go in on that. I know we all wake up with things in our lives. Family members that maybe aren't, you know, holding their own, or different things in our life, job, house problems, you know, job. There's so many things. And how do you hold on to that happiness inside yourself and wake up and say, no matter what, I'm going to live my best life? And that's,
well, I loved what Melody said a week ago when she talked about waking up and writing a list of things that are things that have happened in your life that you're not so grateful for, but how they've turned into blessings. So like if you have a fight with your spouse or your kid or something's going on in your family, it's like, okay, what is something about this that I can take and learn from?
Like
what,
a lesson, yeah.
You know? There's always some sort of sun in every, there's always some kind of light in every dark.
The brighter side.
That's what it's
right. Yeah, we call it the brighter side of life, and that's what we do here. We talk about the brighter side of life so that we can always turn something around to be half full instead of half empty. So,
and I think it's important to not overbook yourself, to be too busy, because then you never have a chance to have that quiet moment to reflect on things that you're happy for. You're just constantly going and going and going.
Yeah, there you go.
Living in a distracted world.
And not only that, is take time to just really smell the flowers, you know, be in the moment, you know, be like right now. I'm just so excited we're here. I love what we do. I love.
Well, you noticed today I put the phone over there.
Oh.
Instead of doing the multitasking of phone and radio.
Yeah.
Because I want to be here right now
present.
With the audience.
I love
both.
It.
Absolutely.
Well, for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we are the brighter side of life. And we are talking from the 805. The reason I say that, because we are growing leaps and bounds. And you can also hear us on dynamictalkradio.com. And not only that, we've got lots of things that we're sharing. And so we're going to like let you in on all those things. Again, also stay with us. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay connected for more chances to win. Also, we have a newsletter that tells you exactly who we're going to be talking about, a little bit about all of our sponsors and our gifts. And there's tons of things that we're always we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to talk about our first guest this morning is Crystal Workman. And let me tell you, this lady worked it. I'm telling you, she is a mom of twins. And she made a product that, I love when somebody, you can't find something and they make it. And they make
and
it happen.
And I always wish I was that person.
I know.
That made it.
I know. So anyways, I was inspired to her. You all know that my daughter is having twins. But I've been looking around at different people that inspire us to be our best. Which brings me to our next guest, and that is Nabo. And we've got Diane DeMalley on our show today, too. She is the president of National Association of Women Business Owners. And, you know, I'm so inspired I love being.
I can't wait for that interview because, you know, as a solo entrepreneur, I feel very lonely a lot. And so I'm really excited to know that there are other women out there just like me that have small businesses.
There's so much to learn from somebody when you're in the room with them.
There you go. So let's welcome Diane, and we're going to talk to her afterwards. But how are you? So glad you're here with us this morning.
Great to be here, Kim.
Yeah, she's got my favorite pink color.
It's almost spring.
There you go. I love it. We're going to find out a little bit about Nabo, and you know, they got such a big energy there. There's a lot of these amazing women that have really reached their plateau, but not only reached their plateau, but they're sharing about their journey. And really, that's what this whole show is about, sharing your journey. We've got Crystal Workman. She's going to share her journey, and we're going to find out how it's really attainable for all of us. I mean, and we all have those highs and lows, but how do we, you know, live our life in the fullest? Again, let's talk to Tom about all our amazing giveaways, and then we'll start our show.
Let's go with the last chance giveaway, Kim. Two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton Agora Hills Hotel. You have to enter this by the end of the month to be eligible to win. That's today.
That's
right. It's a shorty. We're on the
28th. Yeah, yeah.
How many months have 28 days?
I don't know. Is this
all of them?
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. God,
thanks,
Tom.
See what I did there?
There you go. I like it.
Breakfast House, a $30 gift certificate. Also in the special Wake Up Early 6 a.m. show, a $25 certificate for Famous Dave's. It's a gift certificate there. That's very cool. Old Jews Telling Jokes. You got to see this. It's happening in Thousand Oaks at the Civic Arts Plaza. That's all the way through to March 15th. And we have Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story, and that runs through the 15th at the Fred Cavalier Theater. How about the Civic Arts Plaza presenting the Joffrey Ballet? I can do a little ballet myself, so that's always fun. And Roseanne Cash is going to be at the Civic Arts Plaza. Boy, they've lined them up there.
I know,
yeah. Great run. Caneo Players love that little theater in TO. It's been there for decades. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Finally, Denise Butler Photography, Sweetheart Session. 1 hour in studio, local, on location, whatever you do for two people, you get a style consultant. And we still have tickets for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
There you go. And we've got a big band dinner. That is March 6th at the Ronald Reagan Library. So we've got tickets for all those things. All you have to do is call in all the way through our shows. That's 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then 2 to 3. And you have a chance to win. And so we want to hear from you. We want to know that you're listening, that we're doing our great job. We want to hear, you know, what you're thinking about our show. So I want to start off right now with a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe. And I just went to a wine pairing this last week, and it was amazing out there. They've got, it's a lot of farm to table food. It's all fresh. It's a new and upcoming restaurant. And so I would love to share that with you. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, give us a call right here at 419-0008. 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. And Crystal, are you there?
I am. Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing good. This is so exciting. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, well, thanks for you being an incredible lady and a founder of TwinGo. And tell all my listeners what TwinGo really is.
Okay, well, TwinGo is the first ergonomic twin carrier for one adult to carry two kids, whether that's twins or children born close in age, like a baby and a toddler. And what makes this patent-pending product so unique is that it splits into two separate single child carriers. So one, for example, like one mom and one dad, when they're together, they can each carry one baby.
Oh, you're kidding. So it splits
that
up?
That is great. So you're not having, because yeah. Don't you find when you have kids, you buy so many things? That is terrific that you can use one item to do double or single parents.
She was thinking. I love that. Tell us a little bit about behind the Twingo carrier philosophy and how it really came to life.
Yeah, we want to know the funny story that made you think, okay, I have to invent something because this is not working.
And how do you go about patenting something and inventing? I'd love to know that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's a long road. It takes 3 years to get a patent fully approved. So I filed a patent back in 2012, and it should be going through this year. I'm just waiting with my fingers crossed that everything flies, as normal. But as far as the story behind it, this was all created out of my own personal need. And my parenting is intense, but parenting twins is just it's off the charts. I'm a new parent, so I found myself, my twins were 6 weeks premature, so baby wearing began for me in the NICU with kangaroo care. And that skin-to-skin contact is so important for these little babies to thrive. But what really, spawned the spark of Twingo in my life is when I came home, I found myself alone a lot trying to juggle these twins. My husband worked insane long hours. And we have no family around, and there was very little outside help. So I just felt really outnumbered, and the surround sound crying was very stressful.
Yeah, God. So, well, thank you for being honest right now. Now I'm getting a little worried about my daughter having twins,
it's
right?
So perfect for you, Kim.
I know. I'm telling you. So. Well, and so you just came about and tell us about how it came. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Sherry Gaba here and Jennifer and Tom. And we've got Diana on with us. And we are talking with Crystal Workman. We're talking about Twingo carriers. This lady made something work for her when there was nothing else going on. I love that.
Yes.
So, Crystal, did you use something else to sort of come up with your own contraption before you had this patented?
I did. So my friends in my local twins group reached out to me when I was feeling so desperate. And they said, hey, did you know that you could wear two baby carriers at once? And we got together. They just showed me how to configure that. And it, literally, when we talk about the brighter side of life, this is when the brighter side of parenting twins, began to happen. I wore one on the front, one on the back, but I'm very petite. I'm 5'1", about 108 pounds. My frame is very narrow. So wearing two carriers, when we're talking about these baby carriers, they're like backpack shoulder straps. So envision wearing two sets of backpack shoulder straps on your shoulders, plus wearing two waist belts around, and then they're not meant to fit together. So there's lots of overlapping and modge-pausing to make it all work together. It worked, and it helped me, but it wasn't the ideal situation for me. So that's when in early 2011 is when I first made my own DIY twin carrier to be what I needed for my situation.
Wow. Isn't that cool? I love it. Tell us, and you're not really a sewer. We talked a little bit before the interview. You're not really a sewer. So, you made it. I love your inspiration.
So I bought a sewing machine, and I had a friend who does some quilting, and she came over, and we just worked on something together. I cut stuff out of newspaper, and I said, okay, I need it to be about this size, and I need this over here. And so we just kind of assembly line put something together. And then I wore that, and as I go through the wearing process, then I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have this here, or it needs to be tweaked like this. So we kept refining the product. And then I brought in professionals.
Were you giving it to your friends who were in the twins group as well to wear and to try on as you were making your model?
Not at this point. At this point, it was just for my own self.
It was survival. You couldn't help other people at this point.
Yeah, you. That's when they say take your own mask and put it on your.
Now, so there was nothing else on the market like what you invented. Mm-hmm.
No, it's there's no ergonomic twin carriers out there. And when I say ergonomic, there's a lot of things that make the carrier function so that you can wear this for the long run. So having waist belts that are combined, there wasn't anything like that. The waist belts provide a supportive lift, so that's going to take a lot of the strain off the shoulders and make it feel lighter than what it
Twins are so popular in today's time that I'm surprised that they didn't have something before this.
But here's what my question is how did you go to the professional? Weren't you a little nervous that they were going to take your idea and run
That's
with
what
it?
I would think too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I signed up for like a patent and trademark class to try to figure out what I needed to do before I went to professionals. And that's when, you know, they helped me write non-disclosure agreements, and then we did a patent search to make sure that we did a worldwide patent search. So it's not just U.S. there was nothing. It's like worldwide there's nothing like this. And then after that, you know, with guidance from my patent attorney and some other professionals, that's how I got into manufacturing. And
Crystal, did you need a lot of money behind you?
Do I have a lot of money behind me?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
When I started this out, I really thought that I was just going to help the people around me. Like, when I first started out, I was really just doing it for myself to get by. And then when people stopped me at the park, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I could so use something like that. Or when I'm at my twins group and they're seeing my product, they're like, oh, that would be so helpful for me. And I let some people borrow it, and they're like, please, could you help make us make one too? And so I started making like small numbers, like 30 carriers, and I'm like, oh, I'll just sell them locally. But actually more people abroad and further extents in the U.S. bought those 30 carriers, and just that little bit of money, then I would turn around and buy the next batch.
That's good. So how many pieces have you sold to date?
Nearly 1,000.
Isn't that
so exciting?
So, like, are we going to see you on Shark Tank asking for more money to build your manufacturing plan?
Have you hired a publicist?
Yeah.
Someone to help you get out there and be on talk shows.
Yeah, there you go.
The gifting suite at the Emmys.
Hey, you guys offering?
I know a great publicist.
Yeah, we'll have to get with you. But I do want to remind anybody, because guess what? We are giving one away, thanks to Crystal. And tell everybody, first of all, where do we get these amazing carriers, the TwinGo carriers?
Well, right now you can buy them online at www.twingocarrier.com. I also have distributors in the UK and Australia, but that's not relevant to us here in the States. And then there are boutique specialty shops that are starting to sign contracts right now and will be available in spring.
Hi. So I have a question for you. Do you sell on Amazon?
I will very soon.
Because yes. I know Amazon now, you can register. You can do a baby registry on Amazon.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
New. Yeah.
So, okay, I know we talked about this a little bit. And, of course, this is just the way my brain thinks, right? So which seat is better? Is it better to be in the front or the back?
Right.
Well, everybody just assumes the front is the best because, you know, you're closest to mom's face. But in my house, actually, the back was the best seat. And this is the reason. When you put on the TwinGo, you have to load the back baby first. And that's the child that got the first attention, the first pickup, the first, you know, like, even look at mom's face. So usually the child that was freaking out on the floor, crying or needing the attention or needing to be held immediately, that's the one that got picked up first. So that's the one that went in the back. But if there wasn't a freak out situation, then I rotated just to make sure everything's fair.
Do you trade off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny. I'm looking at your website and you say who needs to be carried, and you have twins and then you have a baby and a toddler. And my kids were 17 months apart. And sometimes I remember one time one of them took off and the other one was in the baby carrier. And I'm like, do I chase the runner or do I set down the baby? Like, I had to decide
because
was going to be left.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I found myself feeling that guilt. And I feel like a lot of parents that have two close in age or twins, you have this guilt of like, oh, my attention's being pulled and I'm not able to equally share it. And this, like, when I started Tandem Baby Wearing, I'm like, oh, you both want to be held? Sure. Oh, you both want, you know, mommy's attention? Sure. You know, I felt uplifted. Like, I felt empowered, and I had more confidence as a parent that I wanted to be when I was able to attend to both of their needs without
now,
the guilt.
Now, what kind of comments are you getting from people when they see with you one baby in front and one baby in the back?
My favorite comment is, wow, your hands are full. And then I like shake my hands and show them. I'm like, no, actually, they're quite free.
That's funny.
I love it. I love your inspiration. I love your just, you know, your guts to get it going and to make a difference in this world. And at the same time, you know, having twins. That's yeah, just so overwhelming.
What would you say to Kim's daughter and everyone else out there?
She was so sweet. She actually sent me a list of things to help my daughter. So,
nice.
Again, thank you so much for that. But leave us with a tip for new parents of twins.
Yeah, something that will keep them going when maybe the things seem a little too crazy.
Overwhelming.
You know, there's so many, I would say, products, resources, gimmicky things out there surrounding twins. And so when I look at my situation and how I got through it, I really evaluated what made me a better parent, what makes me enjoy the parenting journey. So I would tell new parents to really, you know, evaluate those resources and only select the things to invite in your life that's going to enable you to be the parent that you want to be.
I love it. Thank you so much. Again, tell us, Crystal, where do we get this?
At www.twingocarrier.com.
All
and
right.
I am also happy to respond to emails if anyone sends those on.
Perfect, perfect. And you know, we're going to have you back on for Mother's Day, so everybody get ready because we want to, this is something, I think it's an amazing gift. So we're so excited that you are a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Diane DeMaley. And is that correct? No, DeMaley.
Dion DeMaley.
Okay. See, there you go. Thank you.
That's a tough one.
I just messed it up, but I appreciate it. But she's going to be talking about NABO. And for all the women business owners out there, it's pretty amazing. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Right now, I would love to give something away. How about the Buddy Holly story? And that is from 3:12 to 3:15. And we've got tickets. All you have to do is give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And we're going to be talking with Dionne. And she is the National Association of Women Business Owners, the president. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. But I am so excited that...
Yes, I want to give a big shout out to Surfaces USA. If you're looking to redo anything in your home, your kitchen, your bathroom, even an outside barbecue area, definitely check them out for all the different options you have for tile, stone, glass, any kind of countertops or backsplashes that you might be doing. There's so many options now. I mean, granite is beautiful, but there's so many things beyond granite. I'm a huge person that loves to see that different kind of stuff, and there's so many things.
This is so perfect for you.
Oh, it is so perfect for me. I think I want to go back there just to look at it because I loved seeing everything.
Give everybody, I'm really excited because, you know, a lot of times you have to go back into the San Fernando Valley for that, but they're actually located out here.
Out here in Oxnard, absolutely. And their phone number is 805-604-1568, or you can visit their website at www.surfaceusa.com/Oxnard, and they have a great selection, beautiful things that you really only see in design magazines.
There you go. Well, thank you. And so thank you for them to become one of our sponsors here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to tell you that number that I'm giving out right now, if you have a business and you want us to spread the word about anything that's going on or your business or any event that's happening, we want to be that there for you. And so give us a call at 805-419-0008. What I'd like to do right now is to give away some tickets to the Ronald Reagan Library, and that is March 6th, 6 to 9. That is the big band dinner and dance. And all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. And I want to remind you, we are going to be here till 8 o'clock. So stay with us because we want you to be a part of what we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. So Dionne, welcome, welcome. And thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, we had such a great night a couple nights ago of just all the winners. And just tell us a little bit about NABO.
Well, thanks, Kim. It's so great to be here and to see you. You've been a great supporter of NABO. NABO is the National Association of Women Business Owners, and I would be really ecstatic if I were the president of that. I'm really the president of the local Ventura chapter. We are small but mighty.
You really are, I have to tell you.
Fabulous group of women.
Is that different than the one in Calabasas? I think there's one in Calabasas, or is that the
Well, there's the Los Angeles chapter, there's the Santa Barbara chapter, so they're on either side of us.
Oh, okay.
The National Association has over 60 chapters across the country and over 5,000 members, and it's really the only major dues-paying membership organization that really looks out for women in business. As entrepreneurs and as women business owners.
So, Dionne, we always like to ask, how did you get involved? And, you know, what is your business, just so we can kind of start there?
Well, for 19 years, I started the business and I'm still the president.
She likes being president, right?
Yeah, really.
We know who to ask when we need something,
It's really chief cook and bottle washer, to be honest.
Okay.
I have a utility submetering company, and what that is for any big property, like a big HOA, that has a master water meter that goes to the whole, you know, just one meter for the whole property. My company goes in and puts individual water meters or electric meters on each home so that everyone knows exactly what they're using and are only charged for what they use. And what's really cool to me about this is a huge conservation method. Usually when we go into
kind of points the finger at somebody, right? Instead of being this group and no one ever knows who really.
Well, so can you argue your water and power bill if it's different on your meter than what
We're doing little subsets of it. We're not doing, but yeah, there have been times when the sum of the individual meters was way off from the utility bill and we have contested it.
How did you come up? Is this your business?
This is my business.
How'd you come up with that?
I fell into it.
Really?
I fell into it. I came to Los Angeles and I did some work for an electrical engineer, doing spreadsheets and databases on the electrical usage at Cedars-Sinai. And it was fascinating, and it sort of went on from there.
Interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
So what is the importance of an organization like NABO, and why are you involved in that particular women's organization?
Well, let me tell you how I got into it. In 2011, I had been aware of NABO as a woman business owner, and to tell you the truth, their meetings were above the grade. They were in Thousand Oaks, and I was like, I'm not sure I want to go up the grade. And then they were so gracious, they awarded me Woman Business Owner of the Year in 2011. And so I'm coming into this group that I don't know, and they give me this award. They have this fabulous ceremony. I love the women, and I instantly connect with other people, other women, who are going through the same things that I am. How are we making payroll? How are we getting loans? How do we find great staff? How do we market? And it was like a blossoming for me. So I thought it was rude not to join an organization that gave me an award. So
that was what I was going to ask you. So you really weren't even a member yet.
I wasn't a member. So and I believe that if you're going to join an organization, you need to participate. So I was on the board within a nanosecond doing corporate sponsorships. And now for 2014-15, I'm the president of the chapter, which has been a great ride. I've learned a lot. But
how big is NABO for our chapter out here in Ventura?
It's over 50 women.
Okay.
Who are members, and we have really a big constituency of people who are interested in come to meetings.
So how can local women become involved,
and how would they benefit?
Yeah, and how would they benefit exactly?
Well, it's a network. It's a network that not only gives you access to other women locally, but it's national. So you really are connected into people all over the country.
Wow.
Now I have a question. Do you have to have a storefront in order to belong to this, or could you have an idea that you think you're going to sell online and you need to figure out how to get that going?
There are different categories of membership. Really, the core of our membership are women who, if not the sole owner of a business, have a share of a business as the owner. We do have supporting members.
What is a supporting member?
Supporting member is someone who's not a woman business owner, and it's limited to how many we can have. But
is it like a mastermind group? Do they do mastermind? Do they just have speakers? What is it when you go to a meeting? What are you getting?
We have a dinner meeting once a month, now up at Sterling Hills.
Okay. Yay, it's moving out here. Yeah. I know. I love that.
I know. I can get to it. You know,
where was it before? It was
in Westlake. Yeah.
We were in Agoura, actually.
Right. So that is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous. But all fabulous locations. But anyway, there is networking, although we really are about connecting and making relationships rather than doing leads. And then we have educational speakers. We've had fabulous people. Chelly Campbell came to talk about finances. I mean, I think everybody knows her around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just amazing. Amazing people across the board. So I always go home with lots of notes and inspiration. There are mastermind groups that evolve naturally.
From the groups of NABO. So I know that you have a luncheon coming up for the awards, right?
We do.
I'm really excited to be a part of that. I actually emceed it 2 years ago. And but you've got, that's March 20th, which I want to invite anybody out there. Can we still get tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
up to the last minute.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, tell everybody. This is, if you want to just be inspired and see what these women business owners have been doing. I got a chance a couple nights ago at their, what would you call that? What was
that? Well, we do a VIP reception for our sponsors. Kim Pagano is our wonderful media sponsor.
Thank you.
And for our award winners and for our members. So it's a nice group. We had about 36 people at 2088 in Camarillo, which is
another great place.
I ate it there for my birthday.
Oh,
incredible.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it is really good. So what are we going to find on March 20th? First of all, just for anybody out there that owns a business that wants to make a difference in your life, you know, it's all about investing in yourself. And you invest in yourself, you invest in your business, you'll start to see things change. Where do they find to get tickets for that?
Well, they should go to our website, which is www.nabovc.org, and all the information is there. And it's a great place to get to be inspired. First of all, you'll meet eight absolutely amazing women. Our Women Business Owners of the Year this year, you're going to interview them later, I think.
Yeah.
Karen Bain and Lisa Kudurka, who started Shave It, which
an
is
incredible story.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. They just knocked my socks off. They're so incredible.
You know, it's kind of like Crystal that we just talked to. It's somebody that really, I mean, it's like my radio show.
Like
did I ever?
An idea.
Yeah, in my wildest dreams, think that I would have a 3-hour radio show and be growing like leaps and bounds. But it's something that you do, you're passionate, and you keep going.
And you can't be afraid to take that leap. You've got to just, you know what? Sometimes things don't work out, but at least you tried.
There you go.
If you don't do that, you'll never know.
Yeah. So
the other thing about the lunch is that our keynote speaker is the fabulous Allison Maslin, who's the author of Blast Off. She's just, I've heard her speak before, and she's so inspiring, and you take away so much.
She actually, I honored her with an award when I was doing the MC.
Oh, wow.
So she is pretty inspiring in her family and her journey.
So we're at the fabulous Sarah Center in Camarillo. It's an unbelievably beautiful facility.
Where is that located?
On Upland.
Okay.
It's
up there.
I can't somewhere.
So who's getting honored? Let's start there.
Okay, well, we talked about the Shave It girls, who we love. Judy Phelps from CP Aviation is the innovator of the year. She's this incredible pilot who has really helped and given scholarships to women to learn how to fly.
Not amazing?
And gotten involved in a lot of different activities. Deborah Yonner is the rising star of the year. This woman is a clothing stylist who has a studio in Ventura, and she goes and she edits your closet, but it's all like consignment store pricing. I mean, she's getting these fabulous clothes that people can't fit into, don't like, whatever, but are in great condition.
So she walks into other people's closets and say, you don't need to wear this anymore?
Well, she'll help you come to that decision. She never...
Does she buy women's clothing?
She just takes them on consignment, but she has this fabulous array of hand-picked items. Unbelievable. And
I had a chance
really
to meet
great.
Her. Yeah, she's pretty incredible
she
lady,
took
too.
Me, I was like crazy last year before Bravo, and I said, I don't know what to wear. She said, I'll meet you at Nordstrom's outlet. And she got to the dressing room. She picked out stuff. It was amazing.
Wow. And, I love that, too, because when you look good, you feel good,
absolutely.
You do good.
And that's a gift to be able to go to, like, Nordstrom Rack and find a bunch of great things and have it all work for somebody.
Yeah. There you go. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're so glad you are waking up with us here. And again, we are from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. All of our shows are completely different. different. And it's all about the brighter side of life. We're talking with Dion right now, Dion D'Amalley, and we're talking about National Association of Women Business Owners. And we would love to invite you there. It's March 20th, and it's Bravo is your theme, correct? Is that right?
Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo. And that's really what this show is all about, is Bravo to you, is really do whatever. You know, it's interesting. I was just pre-interviewing somebody, and the thing that you want to look at in yourself is something that you get compliments all the time that you don't even realize. You might go to work Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 5, and you do your job, but it might not be filling your tank. It might not be really giving you that inspiration that you live every day. But the thing that you do that you don't have to think about, that's your almost like your God-given gift, that is your Bravo. That is your gift. That's your passion that you love doing. And Jennifer, I'm just going to say it, you know, you love doing the party thing, right?
I
and
do.
Decorating.
I love
that's your, you know, even though that's really what you've done in your life, mm-hmm. right? But why not do something you love doing? And so that's what all these women have made a difference and have decided to live in their passion. And I think that that's what it's all about. So, again, I would love to share that with you. It's a luncheon and awards, and you'll be able to kind of get a little bit of idea what NABLA's all about. So how did they get selected? That's my...
We sent out last fall. We did press releases. We sent it out on social media, and we asked for nominations. So a lot of the nominations came from people that we didn't know. We have specific categories that we ask for with descriptions, and we said, please just send in nominations. So we had a phenomenal number of nominations. It was very difficult.
Do you start to see the same names over, so that's how you know to vote for them or to decide, or how do you
No,
guys...
it's different. It's really different every year. And then we had a nomination committee who really went through all the applications, and people tended to rise to the top.
Did people vote for themselves? No.
It was really the nomination committee that did it, and then the board, they brought their selection to our board, and the board voted on it.
Hmm.
But it was pretty, every year, I've seen this process a couple of times, and there's amazing women who just rise above, and it doesn't mean that someone is less fabulous. It just might be that this year was
their year.
Their
shining point. Yeah. Okay. We're going to take next year. Okay.
Right.
I know. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I love it. Well, you know what, Dion? Thank you so much for sharing NABLA with all of us and for being a guest here on The Brighter Side of Life with the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find out again more about NABLA?
Please go to our website at www.nawbo.org. NABOVC.org. Sorry, I muffed it.
There you go. Also, I want to do a little shout out to MJ, and we've had like a bazillion calls,
She has such an amazing system that she's got going on there, the thermal imaging. It's a great way to detect breast cancer and other cancer and disease, and it's non-invasive, and it's a picture of your face, and it can tell you so much about your body. You can contact her at 310-463-2318, and it's located right here in Westlake Village. Her website is TIOFSC.com. And again, it's non-invasive cancer disease screening technique that can detect signs of breast cancer up to 10 years earlier than possible.
You know, we've been giving away a lot of different things, and that's just something I really feel good about giving away, because it's all about that knowledge before you get there. You know, it's like way ahead of the time.
And not just cancer. That's one of the things it can detect, but it can, like it we've talked about before, it can detect just digestion problems, things that keep you feeling 100%.
Yeah, there you go. So you know what I'd love to do is give away two of those right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. That is a face thermal imaging. And again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know if things are gonna look up.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and waking up with us here. And I tell you, you know, talk about planning parties. I got a couple showers and
Girls?
I love for my daughter.
Showers. Oh, yeah. Bridal showers and baby showers are my favorite.
Yeah. So, okay, this sounds so silly, you know, because I'm kind of like you, Jennifer. I love to throw parties and I love to do all that, right? But, you know, it's interesting when, okay, I need to put together a little platter, a little meat platter, cheese, you know, and grapes.
That's when you call the deli and let them do it.
See, that's, okay, how do you do it?
Okay, I will say, first of all, you must be referring to Pinterest, and then I have some Pinterest tips for you, but I just made a platter because I'm a room mom for my son's school, and they're doing the whole outdoor school
thing.
You didn't
give somebody's plate again, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
I didn't do that, but I made a conscious effort to look and see the pricing of all the items I bought to make my platter.
Okay.
And I one time saw a platter, a cheese and meat platter at Vaughn's Market, which I would not think would have a beautiful display. It's certainly not Gelson's, but I saw it at somebody's house and I was like, that's a really nice cheese platter. And I saw that it was from Vaughn's because they took the lid off of it. So I was very impressed. So I kept a list in my head what I spent for my cheese and meat platter that I had done for this meeting at school. Spent almost the same amount of money, but I had to go to three stores.
I mean, putting it together.
Putting it together.
Yeah, I mean, and it's time. It's time. My time is so valuable that it's worth spending the money because I know that time can be spent in other ways.
Yeah, and here's one of the things that I, you know, you can always replate it. Right? Take it out of there, put it, replate it, and then...
Well, if you're a really good planner, you'll take your plate when you order it and say, please put it on here.
Can you do that?
You can.
Oh my gosh. See?
Well, that's like Sandra Almost Homemade.
I know. You know? That is like my favorite show.
There's only so much that you can do.
Yeah.
But you can, then it gives you, I think, when you buy your cheese platter, it gives you time to spend on the other things that'll really make the event personal. But one thing I've learned about Pinterest, when you're planning an event, you come up with your theme and you don't redo your entire house ducks.
It's funny mentioning that
two
Pinterest.
Places. And that's where you do your duck theme, but you don't really do it your entire house. And that's
I had a client
easier.
Come in yesterday and mentioned, she showed me a Pinterest picture for her she's pregnant, she's going to have a baby, and she's going to use Pinterest as a way to decorate.
Oh, yeah, that's my daughter.
Are
that's
you kidding? I spend my life on Pinterest. Yeah. Anything I do is from Pinterest.
You know what? The internet, really, seriously, is you can find anything on the internet now.
I'll be going to do something.
So
I need
people
like
don't need to buy magazines anymore.
YouTube. You don't know how to do something? YouTube, right?
I'm kind of hurting businesses.
I'm a big magazine. Well, I'm a big magazine reader, so I do. You don't get the full magazine, but if I I'm going somewhere on Saturday night and I have to look like I'm going to a concert. So how does one dress to go to a concert? I'll be like, concert wear. Like I love.
You're
Pinterest.
Just like my daughter.
Oh,
that's
my
so funny. Yeah.
That reminds me when I was a kid. If you can relate to this, Kim.
I can.
Don't know if you can.
Yeah.
There was 17 magazine.
Okay.
And I would always buy the 17 magazine before school would start.
Yeah.
And
now
look at all the outfits and I go, I'm going to dress like the new 17 fall magazine.
So what are we looking now? More?
And more.
It's really
for us.
I know. It's really a good magazine.
Plus. Maybe we need to start a 50
I think more is 40
magazine.
Though, isn't it?
It's 40 plus.
It's good
plus.
Enough for
like
me.
More.
It's
you know,
more
I'm a magazine reader, so I'll read it. That's why I love to go to the doctor,
more.
So I can read
we
a magazine.
We need a 50 plus magazine.
Yeah. Well, you know what? More is good enough for me.
Yeah. Southern Living's my absolute favorite magazine.
Yeah. There you go. So, you know, I do want to talk about our 7 o'clock show because we've got Jay Izzo. And he is going to be the internet doctor. And so
I've already started reading his book.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you were doing like the
yes,
last?
I was.
Okay. So share us a little bit of what it's going to be about.
Well,
he's actually a business consultant, right?
I love marketing. Love it. And it's really about the psychology of what people, why they go to Facebook or why they go to Pinterest or why they go to Twitter. And it's really about relationships. And relationships today are much more than one-on-one in person. Their relationships are online and developing those and getting business from those relationships.
I love it. And again, the next one that we're going to be doing talking with is Edward Anderson, and he's the author of Recipes to Drive Your Life. And he served 10 years as a civil engineer with the U.S. Navy. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So we've kind of like, you know, we kind of hit a little bit of everything.
We have something for everyone.
Yeah, there you go. So, I do want to just share a couple of our other shout outs of our sponsors.
Wait, can I say one thing
really
fast? On Pinterest, I saw a really cute baby room where they did the music of a favorite lullaby painted on the wall. I
How clever is that?
Is that so cute?
That is so cute. And I just want to remind people, it's actually something new that I'd like to offer, and that is I'd like people to call in. I'm doing some, you know, giveaway life coaching sessions.
Ooh, that's
so
best.
Definitely call me at 818-756-3338, 818-756-3338. Or you can email me at sherry@sgabatherapy.com.
Let's just do this. Let's just give them our number here so they call in. 419-0008, 419-0008. And we're going to give away?
How about we give away two life coaching sessions?
Two life coaching
sessions.
So they'll
call you and then Kim will, you know,
there you
let
go.
Me know.
Yeah.
What if I'm driving and I have no one to talk to? Can I call in just for a little chit-chat?
Jennifer, anytime. You get the friendship rate.
There you go.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
A little undivided attention for myself.
Anytime.
Tom?
Anything? Oh, the thing with the notes on the wall. We had MB Hanrahan, who's a local artist, muralist. She's very good. She did all of Jimmy Buffett's work and a lot of stuff. We had her do a wall in our room, and she did a train coming through Fillmore and like kind of artistically, but out of the smokestack, she did the opening notes for The Very Thought of You, which was our first dance.
Mm.
So
oh
when musicians come in, they'll look up, and the smoke as it billows out is The Very Thought of You. And she thought
that.
Of that.
That was your first dance when you got married?
Yeah, when I got married.
You're so romantic, Tom.
So
who would have
romantic.
Known? And did you say that you can do ballet?
Oh, yes.
For real? Or are you kidding?
No, I can't.
Seriously?
That is amazing.
You, like, took ballet lessons?
I took them from my cousin. My cousin took ballet.
You?
I was probably 6 or 7 or 8, right in there. And my cousin...
We have to talk.
My cousin did ballet, and I mimicked her. And I'll get into the movie when we break between shows and tell you why a very, very strange occurrence. There was a movie with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, and it was called The Good Guys, and it was about two bumbling cops.
Is this when he was Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg?
It's later. Yeah.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of funny, but I'll show you my ballet in the break.
Oh,
during
I'm excited
the news.
To see it. Do you have
is
a costume?
Like, plie
not
with you.
Unfortunately not. Okay.
You're a man of so many talents.
You are, Tom.
I keep telling you that.
I know. He is. He really is. I love
it's
when.
It's no bullshit. Wait till you see me go.
I love
I'm
it.
Excited.
God. Well, we are at the end of our first show. We want you to stay and, you know, stay with us for our second show. And we'll be here till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we want to do, you know, a couple little shout-outs. Somas Nut House, Camarillo Yoga, and Mission Oaks Cafe. We've got all these amazing people that are part of our team. And of course, Surfaces USA. We Evolve, Soba. I mean, we're just growing leaps and bounds. So I would love you guys to be a part of all of that and stay with us. Again, I'd love to do a giveaway right now. And how about Pete's Breakfast House? Give us a call right now because we are at the end of this show, but we'll be right back. 419-0008, 419-0008 for your Pete's Breakfast House. And again, let's end our this portion of our show with a moment of happiness. The way you treat yourself sets the standards for others. Isn't that a good one?
That's a really good one.
Yeah, so be good to yourself. That's what this whole thing is about. So stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Devone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-6-